Yirmiyahu Perik Mem Pasket Alpha Ilanishmas Pitzal Tzaviba Moshe Yitzhak. Gedaliah has given the angry remnants of the rebellion an opportunity to try to live in peace and even comfort and even money and make it in the destroyed land of Yehuda by paying attention to the crops and not continuing their hostilities against Bavel, which were ill-fated from the very beginning. And one of the big ones is a guy named Yishmael ben Netanyahu, who comes from royal blood, so he is not going to sit still for this for long. V'gam kol ha-Yehudim, says Pasuk Yud Aleph, and also all of the Jews, Gedaliah continues, asher b'Moav, uvivnei Amon. Oh, I'm sorry, this is not Gedaliah talking, this is what happened subsequently. So after Gedaliah made his speech, and the settlement started to again prosper in earnest, so all of the Jews who had fled to Moab, uvivnei Amon, uve'edom, all of the surrounding lands and countries, v'asher b'chol ha'aratzos, shamu, all of them heard. What did they hear? Kinasan melech Bavel she'eris li Yehuda. That the emperor of Babylon had left a remnant of Yehuda in the land. V'chi hifkid aleihem es Gedaliyahu ben Achikam ben Shafan. And that he had appointed Gedaliah ben Achikam ben Shafan. Notice how many times his name is being repeated. Gedaliah was an important figure. He wasn't always very smart. We're going to see that he ignores open threats to his life, but he's very optimistic and believes the best of everyone. Everything's for the best in the best of all possible worlds. Again, back to Candide we go. And so they heard the word, Beis Vayashuvu, Chol HaYehudim Mikol HaMakomos Asher Nitchusham, except Bavel. So the Jews returned from all the lands where they had been driven away to. Vayavo Eretz Yehuda Al Gedaliah HaMitzbasa, and they came to Gedaliah's settlements there. The new kibbutzim that are starting up and are prospering immediately, and they came to Mitzvah, Vayasu Yayin Bakayetz Harbe Ma'od. And they brought in tremendous crops, a large number of grapes and dried figs. So Gedaliah had asked them not to concentrate around Gedaliah and Mitzvah, because Gedaliah, while he may be a collaborator, is also very smart about what Bavel may see as a threat. But rather than to spread out, as Gedaliah had asked them to, they instead concentrated in one spot, which is going to make it look like in a power grab eventually. But in the meantime, Yudgim will be Yochanan ben Koreach, v'chol sarei ha'chayolim asher basodeh, and Yochanan ben Koreach, one of the Koreach brothers that we saw before. I don't know that there's a connection to Korach. I think not, because I think Yochanan's going to be loyal. We'll find out shortly. And all of the officers of the soldiers who were out in the field, Boel Gedaliah HaMitzpah, so they came to Gedaliah on Mitzpah. So in particular, these former army commanders, these rebels, these tough guys, came to him now to make peace. So not Korach for sure, Yadalad Vayim Re'lov, and they warned him. They said, look, we've been listening, our ears are to the ground. Hayadoa teidak ki ba'alim melech b'nei Amon shalach es Yishmael ben Nesanya lahakos chanofesh. There's a plot, they warned him. Ba'al is the king of Amon, has sent Yishmael ben Netanyahu to assassinate you. Turns out this great Jewish patriot who wants not to accept peace with the Babylonians, but this man is really a hired assassin. He's a hired gun. He's going to kill you. And he's doing so at the behest of Iran, you know, of a foreign power. They want to see you dead. They want to break the peace between the remaining Jews and Bavel, because it's not comfortable for them to see the Jews prospering again and surviving. Lo b'lohem in lohem Gedaliyahu ben Achikam. But Gedaliyahu ben Achikam did not believe them. He wanted to believe the best. He hoped everything would be fine. Tezvav Yochanan ben Koreach. And so the same man, Yochanan ben Koreach, who had warned him, Amar al Gedaliyahu ba-seser ba-mitzpah lemor. He took him aside. He took him in private, secretly, spoke to him. And he said to him, El Chana ve'akas Yishmael ben Nesanya. Look, I'm a man of war. I'm a Navy SEAL. Let me go and kill Yishmael before he kills you. The ish lo yeda, no one will know. Let me go take him out. No one will be the wiser. Lama yakeka nafesh. Why should he kill you? And that's going to destroy our nascent embryonic society here. Don't let it happen. I'll do it in secret. He'll just disappear. He'll never come back. You'll be safe, and therefore everyone will be safe. Because if something happens to you, the remnant of Yehuda is going to be lost. This Yochanan understands real politic of what it means. He said, let me take him out before he takes you out. But Gedalia is a gewaldic guy who doesn't accept Lashon Hara. Tezayin v'yomer Gedalia ben Achikam l'Yochanan ben Koreach. So Gedalia said to Yochanan, al ta'asei es hadavor hazeh. Don't do this. Ki sheker ata dover al Yishmael. Because you are speaking lies about Yishmael. So Gedalia not only warns him, don't go ahead with your plans, but instead he accuses him of lying and starting a plot of his own, fabricating his own conspiracy. So Gedalia, as Rabbi Breuer says, threw all caution to the winds and rejected all suggestions that he should take action to save his own life before it was too late. And then at the next parak, the infamous crime will be committed. And we live even today with Tzom Gedalia as a result. Because this was a hope for the Jewish people. Granted, living under foreign subjugation, but the entire Second Temple period, we are under the thumb of one nation or another. The days of independent Malchus Yisrael and Yehuda are long gone at this point. But we could have survived and we could have had peace and maybe we could have had a Beis HaMikdash sooner. But instead, we're going to destroy ourselves from within.